November 2, 1927 difference between one who lives and operates in the divine will, and one who does good in the night of the human will. My flight in the divine will is continuous, and my poor intelligence is as though fixed in it. And in its light I could comprehend the great difference between the operating in the supreme will and the human operating, good in itself, but without the life of the divine fiat in the action of the creature. So I said to myself, how can all this difference be possible? And my beloved Jesus, moving within my interior, told me, my daughter, the human will form the night for the human family and their souls. And if they do good works, even important ones, since good in itself is light, they unleash from themselves many little lights. It might be the light of a match, the light of a little lamp, or of an electric bulb. According to the good present inside the human action and to the multiplicity of the actions, so are the lights formed, some small, some a little larger. But even though, by virtue of their little lights, they receive the good of not remaining in the dark, as well as those who surround them, they do not have the virtue of making the night turn into day. So, they might be even like cities or houses which possess the good of many electric lights, which are also subject to becoming extinguished. But being able to change the night into day, this will be impossible for them, because it is not in the nature of the light formed by human industriousness, whether in the soul or in the body, to be able to form the full day. Only the sun possesses this virtue of dispelling the darkness of the night and of forming its full day, which, blazing with light and heat, gladdens the earth with all its inhabitants, and wherever it shines, it produces its vital effects for all nature. Now, only the living in my will and operating in it is continuous daytime. And as the soul operates, be her action small or great, she acts under the reflection of the eternal and immense sun of my fiat. And as it is reflected in the action of the creature, by virtue of it, the sun is formed in the human action, and the creature remains in possession of these suns which make her enjoy continuous full day. And since these suns have been formed by virtue of the reflections of the sun of my divine volition, which possesses the source of light, the human action, converted into sun, is nourished by the source of light, and therefore they are not subject to either becoming extinguished or decreasing in light. See, then, what great difference exists between one who operates and lives in my will and one who does good outside of it. It is the difference that passes between one who can form the sun, and many suns, and one who can form light. And one sun is enough to eclipse all the lights, and all lights together do not have the virtue, nor the intensity of light, to be able to surpass one sun. In order to comprehend this with more clarity, you can see it in the order of the universe, that all lights, of whatever kind, formed by the human industriousness, are incapable of forming the day. On the other hand, the sun created by my creative hands, even though it is one, forms the day, because it possesses the source of light, placed in it by its creator. And therefore it is not subject to decreasing in light, symbol of those who live in my divine will. In all of their acts flows an act of divine life, a creative strength, which is the virtue of forming suns. Nor does it lower itself or want to form little lights, but suns, which are never extinguished. From this you can comprehend how the good produced by the human will, though it cannot form the day, is always a good for man. And creatures receive the utility of light in the night of the human will. It serves them so as not to die in the thick darkness of sin. Those lights, though small, direct their steps, allow them to see the dangers, and draw my paternal goodness toward them, seeing that they make use of the night of their human will to form at least little lights, so as to direct their steps along the path of salvation. It was precisely this that drew all our tenderness and our paternal goodness toward Adam. He had comprehended what living in our divine will meant, and with his littlest acts, just as with the greatest, he ran inside our creative virtue, and they were invested by the sun of the eternal fiat, which, being sun, had the virtue of being able to form as many sons as he wanted. And in seeing himself emptied of this creative strength, he could no longer form sons. And so, poor one, he tried as hard as he could to form little lights. And in seeing a great difference between his original act and that after sin, he felt such grief as to feel himself dying at each act of his. The Supreme Being felt touched, and admired the industriousness of poor Adam who, no longer able to form sons, did his best to form little lights with his acts. And because of this, he kept for him the promise of the future Messiah.